Pesachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zion 9-7. The Mishnah continues to discuss scenarios where a Korban Pesach can't be brought for whatever reason. In the first case here, it says, Hamafrish Nekeva Lepischo. If a person designates a female animal as his Pesach, O Zachar Ben Shtei Shanim, or a male animal in its second year, so those will both be invalid declarations, because the Pasuk says, Zachar Ben Shana, it has to be a male sheep or goat in its first year. So that being the case, such a declaration is simply invalid as far as designated this as a Korban Pesach. However, it is valid in consecrating the animal. So the person, so to speak, said, I'm consecrating this animal, I'm makdish it, to be a Pesach. Well, you can be makdish it, yes, you can consecrate it and invest it with Kedusha, but you can't designate it as a Pesach, a Korban Pesach, because it's invalid as a Korban Pesach, and therefore never becomes a Pesach per se. It just gets invested with Kedusha as if it were sort of a generic Korban. And that being the case, you can't bring it as anything specific because it's not identified as such, but the Kedusha needs to be taken care of. You can't just let it lapse. You have to offer it as a Korban. So what will you do? Yire ad sheyistaev. This particular animal can never be brought. And that being the case, it will have to graze until it develops a mum, develops some kind of blemish. And at that point, vimacher, one sells the blemished animal. And in doing so, there's a pidyon, there's redemption of the sanctity from the animal in which it's invested onto the money. And then v'yiplu damav l'nadava. And you take the money and you use it to purchase nadava, or you put it into the box, which will purchase nadavos, as I'll explain more of that in a minute. Voluntary offerings. The idea being here that you're taking the kedusha effectively off of the animal, putting it onto a coin, and then essentially giving the coin to buy a new animal, which ends up on the mizbeach, on the altar. So like a few... The mechanics, what's happening behind the scenes, is a little complicated. Let me try to address a few of those points. The first is that, what's this nadava business? So the nadava we're talking about here is not the generic voluntary offering, because we're saying you can't bring it to any particular offering. What happens is, in the Beis HaMikdash, as we will learn in Masech HaShkalim, the next Masech, the soon Bez Hashem, is there were a total of 13 different community chests called shofros, which were designated for purchasing various things through the Beis HaMikdash. Six of them were labeled Nadava, and those are for purchasing generic voluntary offerings for the community when people put the money in there. That money would be used to purchase an Ola, a burned offering, that would be offered when the Mizbeach was otherwise idle. It was considered sort of unseemly for the Mizbeach, that there's a window of opportunity for a klausha between the Avodas Hashem and the Mizbeach, which connects them and the universe to Hashem, is being underutilized, and therefore they would bring what's called ketz mizbeach, like something like literally maybe is like dessert for the altar, if you will. They would supplement with these sort of generic communal olos that would be burned so that the mizbeach would always be in action during working hours to not give an impression to the contrary that we were sort of lax and disinterested in our avoda. So the nedav we're talking about here is putting money into one of those six boxes labeled for like voluntary communal offerings, and that's what we're talking about here, and that would then find its way to purchasing an ola, which we burn to the mizbeach. So that's how you get the kedusha onto the mizbeach and burn. Now, important to understand is the reason why you can't offer it as is. We'd said before in like the previous mission, we've already seen it actually a few times, but this idea of the leftover Pesach, Moser Pesach, that it's brought as a shlamim. You know, the Pesach is sort of a shlamim of sorts. So if something can't be brought as a Pesach for whatever reason, it could still, yes, be brought as a shlamim, as you saw previously. So that would be true in a scenario where you have a valid offering, just that can't be brought as a Pesach for some reason. Like, for example, if the owners died, so you have now you can't bring the Pesach because the owners are dead, you could still bring it as a shlamim. Or as you saw in the previous Mishnah, where you had a case of you found the original animal too late, so now you can't bring it as a Pesach anymore because you offered the alternate, but at least you can bring this as a shlamim. However, the case over here is this animal was never designated as a Korban Pesach. That designation was ineffective. So it can't be brought as anything specific. It's just a non-generic Kedusha, and therefore it has to be brought onto the Mizbeach. Now, a side point, but an important one, is when it comes to consecrating objects, your makdish something, so there's really two ways in which Kedusha could be invested in a given thing. It could either be called what's called Kedushas Damim or Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Damim means some kind of extrinsic kedusha, where the object that you've been makdish, you've consecrated, is a store of kedusha, but the thing itself is not intrinsically kadosh. So if a person has a broom, he could say, this is a fantastic broom, I want to give it to the base of Mikdash. And then he could be makdish, he give it to the base of Mikdash. Either the base of Mikdash could say, great, we needed a broom and use it. Or they could say, listen, we have 10 brooms in the closet already. We're going to monetize this broom and we're going to sell it in the gift shop of the base of Mikdash and then take the proceeds to purchase a mop, which is what we really need. So that would be fine to do. What happens is the broom has just kedushas damim. It's invested with sanctity, but only as a store of value. So you could, whoever buys the broom from the Beis HaMikdash's gift shop or their eBay website or whatever the story is, that will transfer the kedusha from the broom onto coins. The broom now becomes bereft of any kedusha and can be used as a broom again by anybody who purchased it. And the money now, which is invested in kedusha with the kedusha, can be used to purchase anything the Beis HaMikdash needs for bedek habayis, for upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, like a mop. The other possibility is kedushas haguf. Kedushas haguf means intrinsic kedusha, where the actual object itself isn't just a store of kedusha, but it in it of itself is something kadosh. Kind of like, by a weak analogy, just something more familiar to us than korbanos, a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is be'etzem kadosh. You can't sort of like sell a sefer Torah and transfer the kedusha off the sefer Torah onto the money, because it's still a sefer Torah per se, and that is intrinsically kadosh. That's just it's a very poor metaphor, because it's not quite the same thing, but it's familiar to us. Okay, so similarly, not that similarly, but similarly, if you have a korban, so when you're makdish the animal, this animal is now invested with kedusha. This is an ola. I say this animal is an ola. Now the animal is intrinsically an ola. It's not just that it's a store of value of kedusha. And that being the case, you can't just like transfer the kedusha from the ola into money or something. No, it's forever going to be an ola and going to be kadosh. Until, as you saw in the previous Mishnah, really, once it gets blemished, once it gets a mum, it stops being valid as an ola, can't go in the mizbeach, and then at that point, there's the possibility of pidyon, where you can sort of redeem the kedusha off this animal, transforming it from a kadosh to a chulin animal, a non-sanctified animal, and then the kedusha could be used to purchase a new ola. Now, important to know, when you're talking about kedushas damim, the extrinsic kedusha, so it's non-specific, it's just value. So you can sell a broom and buy a mop with the money. When it comes to kedusha saguf, intrinsic kedusha, so it's specific. So if this animal is an ola, and for whatever reason now became redeemed onto coins, because let's say it became baal mum, was invalid, as it got blemished, so the money that you get now isn't just kadosh, and not value. Like, included on that, like, that vector is not just an amount of kedusha in terms of shekels, but also, like, a specific allocation that it's designated as an ola. It's ola kedusha. So when you buy the new thing with that money, it has to specifically be an ola. Okay, you have to maintain that specificity. So in our case, what we're saying is that the truth is, if based on what I said now, you should really think, that if a person says this animal is kadosh and it should be a Pesach, and it can't be a Pesach because it's it's a female animal, or it's a two-year-old animal, so then it just should be invested with generic kedusha, non-specific kedusha, and that being the case, it should be like the broom, and you should be able to essentially redeem it anytime you want, transferring the kedusha onto money, and then use the money to purchase whatever you want, any kind of korban or whatever this case may be. That really kind of should be true. It's just that there's another rule, which is when you're under normal circumstances, when you're makdish something which can go on the mizbeach, so then it's invested with kedusha saguf, intrinsic kedusha. If it could go on the mizbeach, so we're talking really just cows, goat, sheep, as well as say wine and oil. So those things can go on the mizbeach, a meal, whatever, that limited list of items which can end up on the mizbeach. If you invest them with kedusha, so under normal circumstances, that's going to invest it with kedusha saguf. So that's what happened over here. When you separate your animal, but it's a female animal, to be kadosh as a korban pesach, the korban pesach part can't be effective because it's a female. But the fact that it's kadosh and invested with kedusha saguf, intrinsic kedusha, is the case. And that's why you can't leave it as is and offer it as a Pesach, because it wasn't designated as a Pesach, nor can you leave it as a as say a shlamim because it was the designation wasn't valid. But whatever kedusha you'll redeem off of this animal, it's still a kedusha that has to end up in the mizbeach as a carbon. So that being the case, you'll have to redeem this animal and then use the money to purchase some generic carbon. What would that be? What's a generic carbon? The answer is you put it with the in the shofar, the community chest, for which the communal generic carbonos olos for Ketz Mizbeach are purchased, and that's what will happen. They'll use the money to buy this communal ola and burn it on the Mizbeach, and it's sort of you've ended up in the Mizbeach with Kedushas Aguf without any specific, you know, carbon being designated with that money more than that. So that's the first case in the Mishnah. Let me just read the words one more time and make sure it's clear. Hamafresh nekeva lepischo, zachar ben shtei shanim. If a person designates his makdish a female animal as a korban pesach or a male animal on its second as a korban pesach, since that's invalid to designate as a pesach because of the pasuk zachar ben shana, but it is valid to consecrate it as a with kedushas aguf. The only possibility is yira ad shiyistaev, you let it graze until it develops a blemish, and then v'imacher, you sell it, being poda, redeeming the kedushas aguf off of this animal onto the money, and then v'yiplu dam of nadava, you take that money, you put it in the box, one of the six boxes for Nadavos, that by Ketz Mizbeach, and that's what the money will be used for. Okay, that's the first case of the mission. The second case of the mission is really a new point altogether, like new paragraph. It says, Hamafresh Pischo Meis. If a person designates this Korban Pesach to be his Korban Pesach, but then he dies. Now, the case of this mission, this is very important, you got to sort of get your pencil and write it in, is that there was nobody else who was on the roster besides the person who died. That being the case, when the person dies, so this is a Korban Pesach she'en lo manuyav. There's no one on the register, registered on the Korban Pesach. And that being the case, it's automatically and permanently invalidated as a Korban Pesach. However, since it can't be brought as a Korban Pesach, it's just called a Moser Pesach, like a leftover Pesach. And that being the case, it can be brought as a Shlamim, which is sort of like the generic version of a Pesach, if you will. Now the Mishnah says, "Hamafresh pischo umeis lo yivienu bno achrav l'shem Pesach." Even his son cannot bring this animal as the son's korban Pesach. El l'shem shlamim, the son who inherits it brings it as a shlamim, as I just explained. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that the son, when a person inherits from his father, so the transition of like the bequeathment, the inheritance, happens sort of instantaneously and simultaneous with the death. So this is not an animal that ever had no owner. It just had the father was the owner, and then immediately thereafter, the son sort of steps into the father's shoes and becomes the new owner of this animal, this new korban. The point is, that doesn't matter. Since the animal had no one registered on it, the rule is when it comes to a Pesach, if there's no one who's manuyalav, no one on the registry, even for an instant, then it can never be fixed. Now it's forevermore invalidated as a korban Pesach and left to be brought as simply a generic shlamim, that's the din over here.